Welcome to the Karen Davila podcast. Let's talk about things you care about. Conversations about life and everything in between. Some with very special people. Today we'll be talking about something that may be close to your heart. What is grief if not love persevering? They say grief is an equalizer on the human playing field. No one is immune to grief. Grief is a natural response to losing someone or something important to us. But the question is, how do you respond to grief? My guest today is very special. He's rarely interviewed, and I think this is the first time that he's sharing his story. He's the co-vice chairman of SM Investments, a major conglomerate founded by his late father, Henry C. Sr. His daughter, Jan Catherine, recently passed away. I want to greet you. Hello. Let me call you Big Boy. He's fondly called Big Boy by his good friends. Can I call you that, Henry?
Of course, Karen.
You know what? I first knew about your story, frankly. Your relationship with Jesus was when I saw a clip that you did for CCF, which is Christ Fellowship Commission. And that was such a surprise. Here's Henry C. Jr., a tycoon, a billionaire, the son of Henry C. Sr., an institution in the Philippines. And here you were speaking about Christ. How did that happen, Big Boy?
Well, I was just a nominal Catholic before. And we go to Mass once in a while. But then I start reading the Bible through the influence of my wife and Pastor Peter of CCF. And it came to me that there was a verse that Ephesians 2, verse 8 to 10, that says that, for by grace you've been saved through faith, and not of yourself, but through the gift of God. And not as a result of works that no man can boast. So from this, I thought of it myself that we have to really change, because this is a gift of God. Grace is called an undeserving gift. We are not deserving to be in this world. So from that time on, I keep on reading and reading the Bible until what I am today.
Yeah. But then for someone who had everything in life, what was lacking? Ano yung kulang?
Actually, nothing much is lacking. I was a simple person with simple tastes. There's not much lacking. But of course, there's always something in your heart that is searching for the truth and searching for what is there beyond all these things that we have right now.
Mm-mm. What was it like growing up as Henry C. Jr.? Kumbaga, magkapangalan pa kayo. Isipin mo the pressure that comes to a person, right? That's on your shoulders. And your father is the ultimate rags-to-riches story in the Philippines.
Yeah, it's true that he's very successful. And we grew up in a middle-class working family at that time. And we grew up in looking at him, how he worked and how the discipline that he has. And throughout the years that we learned from him. And being the junior, of course, I have the responsibility to carry his name. But actually, my dad is a very fair person. He doesn't have any favoritism, even if I'm the junior. We're all treated equally.
Oo. Pero may mga storya, Big Boy, na ang mga C kids, maging ikaw or si Tessie, you were not spoiled. Pinagtrabaho kayo sa SM nung teenager kayo.
Yeah, that's true. We have to work early in life, and we have to earn our respect from the peers, because that's the way it is. But actually, we really have to work because we have to help the family.
Mm-mm. How did that change you, that you were asked to work?
It's natural that we have to work. It's just like breathing air that we have to work. There's not much, not nothing special. People maybe during Saturdays or Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, people have to have their free time, but we have to work and we take it naturally. And so, I mean, we were not entitled. That's the way it is.
Oo. So kumbaga, kahit bilyonaryo na ang iyong ama, you were not given sports cars, expensive watches, you know, walang ganon.
Definitely not. Even vacation, my dad doesn't even think of vacation as necessary. It's like a luxury. So we just leave it as it is. Follow his example.
How did your father's death affect you?
Well, it affected me a lot, that thinking that, of course, he worked so hard. And it made me think, what is this life for all about? Is it about just fortune or is it about fame? So it makes me think really hard.
Oh. And was that a factor in you finding Jesus?
No, I found Jesus much earlier than that already.
Really?
Yes, much earlier. But like before, I was more of a, not exactly nominal, but I listen in the Bible study group. I always listen, but I don't contribute much. Uh-oh. But during this pandemic, it is a time that I really changed, because you could see so many things happening in this world. And we have to be, and I consider myself blessed already, but we have to think of, what is this all about? Is this about the end of the world or whatever? So I went back to the Bible and read the Bible and to see what God has to say about these times.
You know, Big Boy, I wanted to share that I've actually known Christ in my early 20s, but I always joke that even if I was so passionate early on, I became a delinquent Christian, really, all these years. I was doing my own thing, going my own way. But right before the pandemic, I just started attending Bible studies. And then during the pandemic was when my relationship with Christ grew. So yes. I can say that this is the only time I can claim that, wow, I'm really a Christian. I mean, I thought I was before, but it turned out I wasn't. But now it's that desire to really know God closely. Yes. And that happened to you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because during the pandemic, from a very passive Bible study member, I began to read more, and I began to even lead a lot of Bible study groups myself, because I know that I get to realize that our job here is not only to save ourselves, but the most of all is to save all our loved ones and all the friends and all the family members, and bring everybody, because we're supposed to bring everybody to his fold. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have to be, yeah.
And what was surprising, I think, is while many people celebrated after watching you in your testimony in church, how you found Christ, is, I would have to say, a few months after, is your daughter passed away.
Yes.
How are you today? How are you today, Big Boy?
It's, of course, the most saddest and the most painful things that ever happened in my life. And right before it happened, I was living a so-so life, not bad, blessed life. It's like living in La La Land. And every day we enjoy being close to my daughter, my wife, family. And life is a blessing. But that we took everything for granted. And all of a sudden, everything changed with an unexpected departure of my dear daughter, Jan. So the entire family was really broken and sad, and left me thinking, what is life all about? Death will come sooner to anybody and all your loved ones, and sorrow will surely be with us when it comes. This made me think that if there's no living hope in Jesus, life is entirely meaningless.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to ask you, Big Boy, if you're allowed to share, and if you can, how did Jan pass away? I mean, what we heard was she was in, you had a farm, and then may tatapakan siya, nasugatan siya. Ano po ba talaga ang nangyari?
You know, Karen, even up to now, we still are not sure about what happened. Oh. It happened so fast. Friday morning, she was still out walking with the dog. And of course, we have, because of our routine checkup, we brought her, she had a small bout of fever and all these things. So we brought her to the hospital. And with the result, it shows so bad that she was brought to the ICU. And she was confined immediately on Friday night. Saturday, she brought to the ICU. And Sunday, everything broke down already. So it was really terribly fast. So fast.
So Jan passed away, would you say, after 3 or 4 days?
Actually, she was resuscitated. So probably 2 days' time.
2 days?
Yeah, in 2 days. But it, because of all the equipments in St. Luke, we were able to delay it until probably Thursday. So it took almost a week.
And what did you... I mean, your faith was clearly tested. Here you were, you know, Henry C. Jr. coming out, talking about finding Christ. And right there, your daughter was dying in front of you. Did you ask God why? Why, Lord? Why?
Oh, well, yes, in a way, yes. But I was praying more for a miracle to happen. And because I read also in the Bible, the book of Job, the Lord,
He gives and He takes.
And blessed is His name. So I just stick to that.
But you never, a Big Boy, went through a period of blaming the Lord or getting angry. You know, there may be people listening to us right now. Their loved one died of COVID, or their mother, their father, and they have not yet dealt with it, or they're angry. You never even felt that?
No, I did not feel that. But because I trust in the Lord completely and lean not on your own understanding.
How did you do that? I mean, people could be asking, how did Big Boy do that?
Just trust in the Lord. You know, it was really so painful, and it make us cry and cry. And even something like up to now. But we just completely trust in the Lord. Just hold each other's hand and trust in the Lord.
Mm-mm. Were you ever in a state of questioning? Did you go through that?
No, I never go to that state.
Wow. Did you go through a period of self-blame? Like if you said, kung hindi, alam mo yung ganon, many mothers, fathers do that too.
Yeah, no, because I trust the Lord has the best, He has the best intention for all of us. Even if it's to take away, I'm sure there's a reason for that. Like in Isaiah 57, it is written that He protects His flocks.
Big Boy, if you did not know Christ, do you believe kakayanin mo to?
No. I think I would be a total wreck by now because we were so close.
So you were so close. What do you miss? What did you love doing together?
Everything. She's my executive assistant. She, during the pandemic, she's our driver. She's our cook. She's our chef. She's our gym expert. She almost does everything for us. She's like an angel to me.
What do you miss most about her? Is it the conversations? Was she a Christian also?
Very, very much. In fact, she wrote something. If I could read something.
Please, please do.
She wrote a poem in her diary a day before, even before she got sick. She never knew she was sick. Her poem is like this. Tread lightly on this earth, for a kingdom is to come. For treasures last eternally. Fix not your eyes on either pleasures or pain. The weeds that choke are but vanity. Good pilgrim, hold steady, and in love remain. That's it. So, you know, she was very firmly with the Lord. And maybe the Lord wants her to be home already.
How is your wife, big boy?
Yeah, she's like me. We were devastated. Life goes on. And it adds, you know, these are things that are, we call sorrowful joy. We feel very sorrowful about her departure, her missing her so much. But the joy is that we know exactly where she is today with the Lord, with Jesus Christ in heaven. And that is the joy. And then someday, I know that we'll all be reunited together. So there's a sorrowful and there's a joy in life.
That word, I mean, those words, sorrowful joy, it could be new to many people listening right now because they're so opposite. It's either they feel sorrow or they feel joy. But sorrowful joy is uniquely felt by someone who clearly has hope, faith, yes, that even if you don't see where they are, you know that they're in a better place.
That's what we call the living hope, because Christ is resurrected and we will be resurrected also someday.
You know, big boy, to many people who are listening right now who may have lost someone, how would you help them through this? What advice could you give them?
Well, just trust in the Lord. And if they haven't read the Bible, start reading the Bible. Start with the first four books of in the New Testament, and afterward Acts. Then just keep on reading it, and soon, you know, God will be talking to you, and you will understand.
You know, one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast is I also know that during the pandemic, many people faced so many trials, right? And with others, it's not death, but with some, it's fear. With some, it's the loss of a job. With some, it's anxiety. With some, it's mental illness. But I realize, big boy, that people went through so much and they need to hear from people that there is something out there that's better. I mean, really, faith in the Lord changes so much.
Yes, that's true. With like what I said earlier, without knowing Jesus, I don't know how I could bear these things.
Yeah, so sorrowful joy. But how would you describe your family today?
Well, the family today is even more united than before, and we know our purpose already. We know how it hurts when one of us leaves. Unlike before, I mean, we take everything for granted, but now you have a more purposeful life. Mm-hmm. You have to think of what's going to happen, and you have more empathy to people of what happened to us is happening to them too. So before, if somebody says that, oh, okay, somebody in their family dies, okay, I pray for them, that's about it. But right now, you know how it feels also. Mm-hmm. So, and my next question is, those people, are they truly saved? Those are the questions that comes into my mind. So it is our duty, our job to see to it, to spread this kingdom, to spread the word and to bring them to his kingdom, all for his glory.
Can you still be happy after this loss? Can people still be happy?
I think we can, but it will never be the same anymore.
Mm-mm. And that's something you are accepting, that this is the new normal, so to speak.
Yes, the new normal. And it makes you more aware and more mature in a way to think that life is not about a few more years or 10, 20, 30 years. It makes you think that for eternity, what is this all about?
As we close, big boy, I mean, clearly, I want to thank you for sharing your story. I believe that, you know, opening up like this is powerful especially in the lives of many people who have not heard you speak at all. I mean, clearly you wanted to be left in private, which is quite understandable. But I feel now that it's important for you to bring glory to the Lord somehow.
You're right. I never had myself interview like this. No? That's why, pardon me if I don't speak too well.
No, please don't apologize.
Yeah, but my only wish is that people has to really know him. And it's time. It's really time. And anything could happen, especially with this pandemic. And we don't know when it will last. So I wish that, I pray and wish that everybody will start reading the Bible and know the truth.
Thank you so much, Big Boy. And thank you so much, everyone, for taking the time to listen to this podcast. And whatever it is you're going through, I hope it helps. But you're not alone. It won't lessen the pain, but it makes a difference to know that other people, no matter how rich or poor, whatever their stature is in life, grief is the ultimate equalizer for us all, and frankly, so is death. But let me leave you with something to at least let your heart jump for joy, that death is not the end. There is life eternal. And always don't forget that there is God. There is that afterlife. And it's important at this point in time that you build that relationship. So thank you so much, Big Boy, again for today. Thank you.